Chapter 1. Sunday, July 10th, 1898, Hartford, Connecticut. Concordia Wells hesitated in the foyer of the ladies' restaurant in Brown Thompson's department store, knowing she only delayed the inevitable. She tugged at her gloves and eyed the crowded dining room, finally catching sight of the primly postured lady in dove gray at a corner table. Her mother's heart-shaped face, china blue eyes, and blonde hair, fading now to silver, had made her a beauty in her prime. Concordia had grown up wishing she had inherited her mother's looks, instead of the unfortunate freckled complexion, red hair, and petite stature of her father's Scottish ancestors. As she approached, her mother inclined her head in polite greeting. That was promising. At least she was not scowling. Concordia recalled the sharp words that had accompanied the scowl last week. A transcontinental trip aboard a sleeper train? How safe are these machines, hurtling toward the opposite end of the country with such unseemly haste? Your reputation and your purse will most certainly be at risk. I have heard that confidence men engage in nomadic flirtations aboard trains in order to steal both. Teaching at a woman's college has made you bold. It is high time you marry David and settle down. Concordia stifled a sigh. With her mother, every issue came back to marriage. She had an urgent reason for leaving Hartford, as her mother well knew. What more was there to discuss? The waiter brought over a plate of dainty viands, egg salad on thinly sliced bread, sponge cakes, and mouth-watering scones with raspberry jam. When he was gone, her mother plucked a sugar cube with delicate tongs. "Are you all packed for tomorrow?" Concordia nodded. "I would like to accompany you as far as New York," her mother said. "Why?" Her mother frowned. "It is far safer and more decorous for a young lady to travel with a proper chaperone." "It is a short trip between Hartford and New York," Concordia said. Her mother dropped her voice to a conspiratorial whisper. "I worry about the inner circle. You should not travel alone." Concordia busied herself with applying jam to a scone, hoping her mother would not notice her trembling hands. The inner circle. She tried to hide the shudder that ran through her at the reminder of the powerful group responsible for the events of a few months before. Even though disbanded, and many of its members brought to justice, a few remained unnamed, the only witnesses forever silenced. She, Penelope Hamilton, and Lieutenant Capshaw of the Hartford Police, had been responsible for discovering and thwarting the Circle's bold plot last May. Her own involvement had not been without consequences. She thought of the shadowy figure who lingered near her mother's home at dusk almost every summer evening these past few weeks, slipping away before the police could confront him and learn his business. Finally, she looked up. Her mother was watching her with anxious eyes. Concordia gave the most reassuring smile she could manage. "I will be glad for your company." "I should also like to see Miss Hamilton again," her mother said. Concordia raised an eyebrow. "I see. You want her assurances that I will be properly monitored." It was fortunate that, despite the events of the past few months, her mother was unaware of Penelope Hamilton's work as a Pinkerton detective, or of the undercover assignment behind their upcoming cross-country trip. Such information might require the application of smelling salts. Concordia smiled to herself. She had met Penelope 2 years before, during her first semester of teaching at Hartford Women's College. Penelope at the time was the school's lady principal, a position second to the college's president in terms of prestige and responsibility. Only a select few on the Board of Trustees had known that Lady Principal Hamilton was to investigate the financial mismanagement going on at the college. Concordia had stumbled upon the lady principal's secret and had been of some help with the case. The two had been friends ever since. "When you have children of your own, you will understand these things," her mother said, breaking into her thoughts.